This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to Trader Nick for the latest from the global markets. Nick, good afternoon from London, and it is still morning where you are.
Hey, Johnny, good to be back with you.
And it is a morning which has created history because we've got the largest ever IPO taking place today with SpaceX shares are now on the market. And this sale is breaking all previous records. If memory serves me right, it was the IPO held by state-run oil giant Saudi Aramco, which seems like a long time ago now, which was the previous record. But this has broken all records. And it's an exciting moment, really, isn't it?
Yes, and far and away, I think 2019 is when Saudi Aramco came public. So a huge, huge day here today. And for listeners, cut us a little bit of slack on the post-production side of things as we are watching the IPO, recording this about 5 or 6 minutes into the stock price going public on the NASDAQ. So please bear with us. At the time, it is trading around $160 per share and moving very quickly. So context-wise, this is an incredibly, incredibly large IPO, the largest of history, and a volatile one to say the very least. In the last, in the first trading 5 minutes here, the stock has moved around, 10%+ back and forth. So a lot of pent up demand and energy and excitement around this IPO. And there's so much weighing on this because not only is it an exciting and huge IPO for SpaceX, but it is also setting some unique milestones in the sense that it is being fast-tracked within 15 days to the NASDAQ as an overall index. And so I think all eyes are on SpaceX today, simply because this is going to go into the NASDAQ, and it is a ginormous yet unprofitable company. That is where it really sets some precedents. There are rules that are being morphed or changed around for the inclusion of some of these very notable IPOs that are coming on in the next year. We're looking at SpaceX, obviously, but there's also OpenAI, Anthropic, and these ginormous conglomerates are being brought directly into the index very quickly. I think that there is a lot of volatility here because there's a lot of opinions on both sides of this. Rushing ginormous, unprofitable companies and expecting, investors and people's 401ks to get thrown into this right off the bat and take up a good piece of the index from the onset does draw some skepticism. However, to the credit of these sorts of names, the new technology that is AI and all of that has really been the core reason behind the stock market rally in the last few years. A huge amount of the gains seen by the stock market in the last, let's call it 3 years since ChatGPT really got kicked off. A lot of the enthusiasm, a lot of the investment, a lot of the foreign investment, international money flowing into US markets has been all around this new technology that seems to be a very, very new frontier for not just, not just for tech stocks, but for humankind as a whole. It changes many, many things.
Indeed. SpaceX has had a bit of a checkered last few years with some successful and some not so successful flights. But what about its CEO, Elon Musk? He also has had a rocky couple of years. His support of President Trump has not gone down particularly well with some quarters. And why did we ever doubt him? Because now I believe, because of this IPO, he has become the world's first trillionaire. Is that correct?
I believe that's right. And to be fair, it very much depends what happens to this incredibly volatile stock price now, given that, of course, Elon Musk having huge stake in the performance of this. And just to continue where we have gone so far since starting recording this, the stock price has opened up at $150 and is now trading almost at $170 a share. And again, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of momentum here. And to your point about Elon Musk, I think that's also another layer of this volatility. The three wings of SpaceX are, of course, the rocket launching business, the satellite, or I'm sorry, the Starlink business, the internet business, and of course, the XAI component. And the big unprofitable entity is the XAI component, right? The amount of spending going on in order to earn market share within that world is highly competitive and being done at a loss in order to try and, you know, compete with rivals. And so you have this situation where it is a bet to some extent on if you like and believe in Elon Musk, or maybe not necessarily even like, maybe you just believe that regardless of your feelings about him, you know, he has a track record of being a very successful businessman and CEO. And so we'll see. I think that in many ways, his efforts here are baked into the stock price to an extent. People really like following him. Tesla shareholders, you know, 10 years plus by now have seen just unbelievable gains if you were early in that stock name. So maybe there is some similar enthusiasm that perhaps this is the next big Elon Musk train to the upside. I'll just speak candidly and give my personal take on the SpaceX IPO. I am personally watching from the sidelines and remaining cautious on this, because my most intriguing part of this to me is the how the transition into the index, the NASDAQ, how that really functions. I mean, this is a huge valuation on a company that is net losing money. And it is ultimately the same, you know, excitement, enthusiasm, while that has gone on for a few years in AI, we still have this lingering question. How do these businesses ultimately turn a profit for investors? What happens if interest rates go up for the next, you know, few years on a conflict in Iran and borrowing becomes tighter, liquidity becomes tighter? My concern is in terms of the inflation conversations that we've had. We've talked a lot about macro on the show. How does that potentially impact some of these highly speculative, let's face it, business entities, which are also making their way front running right into the NASDAQ? I think that it is unprecedented times, both fascinating, powerful technologies. Perhaps there is, you know, profits to be made around the corner, but it is a lingering and undetermined question that investors are inevitably trying to determine.
You mentioned the situation in the Middle East, Nick, and once again, as we've seen so many times, mixed messages coming from both the US and the Iranian side. One minute, apparently there's going to be a peace agreement, and then within the next couple of hours, you see action going on in the Middle East. Who knows what is going on, but apparently there is a draft agreement, and J.D. Vance is on his way somewhere at the weekend. How much do we believe?
Well, again, this fog of war story has been an ongoing one. We've seen it in the price of oil. We've seen it in the headlines. Every few days, it feels like we are seeing one side claim progress towards something and the other negating it and going back and forth and trading blows over and over through the headlines. We did get from Iran's foreign minister, the Islamabad Memorandum of Understanding has never been closer. We saw that this morning, right? Just about an hour ago. Well, about 15 minutes later, the vice president, J.D. Vance, says, "I'm seeing a lot of fake information about a potential deal to reopen the strait and end Iran's nuclear weapons program. First, the Iranians are not receiving any cash and no funds are being released for simply signing a deal or attending a meeting." So again, more back and forth. We don't know who's telling the full truth, or if both sides are withholding information, et cetera. So this has been a frustrating time, I think, for many market participants, as oil has been a very indecisive back and forth chart. That being said, it does seem like the market is seeing some potential progress, as we have oil now trading at its lowest point in about a 1 month period, around $84.50 for WTI.
So a busy end to the week, Nick. What about the week to come? And then we've got an FOMC meeting. What are the highlights?
Yeah, so Wednesday definitely going to be the highlight of next week. We have UK CPI Wednesday morning. At the same notion, we also have federal funds rate, economic projections, and FOMC statement, as well as a press conference, which will be heavily anticipated, as one might imagine, because of the change in chairman leadership. So going to be very interesting next week to see how that all goes. Thursday, of course, we have unemployment claims. We have the UK doing their monetary policy summary as well. well on Thursday. The Swiss National Bank will go. Some UK labor market data on Thursday. And that's going to wrap up the week. So overall, pretty busy week ahead.
We will speak to you again next week. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Shani. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.